With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Montezuma County Commissioner Keenan Ertel is isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. He attended Tuesday's commission meeting virtually and said overall he feels great, aside from having a limited sense of taste. He could also be heard coughing throughout the meeting. Commissioner Jim Candelaria said the two of them recently helped secure more kits for Southwest Memorial Hospital's rapid testing device, which Ertel used last week Monday and received results that night.
I was very grateful for that kind of rapidity and that turnaround time, and so I felt a bit more of an obligation to see that our hospital got more of these test kits because I had consumed one.
Ertel says he expects to be cleared Friday from isolation, which he described as, quote, incarceration. The county's public information officer confirmed Commissioner Larry Donsukla had previously quarantined after a COVID exposure, but did not develop symptoms himself. Colorado U.S. Senator Cory Gardner gave his farewell speech Tuesday in Washington.
Madam President, this kid from Yuma yields the floor.
The Republican touted his efforts to get the Bureau of Land Management headquarters moved to Grand Junction in a bill he sponsored to boost funding for public lands.
We've been together able to do many good things, and I hope that we can use those successes to drive even more successes and show the American people that faith in this institution is actually well-deserved.
Gardner was defeated by former Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper in the November election. Hickenlooper will be sworn in on January 3. Colorado's State Health Department is relaxing some of its coronavirus restrictions on religious gatherings that take place indoors. The state is no longer limiting the number of people who can attend worship and other ceremonies, such as weddings and funerals. However, public health officials are still recommending the gatherings be limited to a maximum of 50% capacity. The changes were made after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled last month capacity restrictions on religious gatherings in New York could not be enforced. This is KSJD News.